desperately scramble for free flour. It's being handed out by the government to families struggling with the soaring cost of basic food. The demand has been overwhelming and people have queued for hours. Since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, 23 people have been killed in stampedes at distribution centers across Pakistan. Thousands of bags of flour have also been stolen.
I accept there are difficulties for the people in getting free flour, long queues and overcrowding, as the people are desperate for this flour.
Sadia Bibi has registered her details and gets her free flour. It takes the whole family to get it into their home. The flour is mixed with water and made into dough.
There wasn't anything at home to cook for my kids, and that has made me worried how to feed them. But I was lucky to have a few bags of free flour from the government center, which will help for a few days, especially in Ramadan.
The children wait eagerly for their food, but it's only bread and sugar. It's simple, but it's all they can afford. Millions across the country are struggling with the rising cost of living. Some fruits and vegetables have more than doubled in price. The government is struggling to control the economy and implement economic reforms laid out by the IMF. But there's still no guarantee the economy will recover, even with a bailout, and the country's foreign reserves are at an all-time low.
Whatever comes out of the IMF meetings in Washington, there's still considerable scepticism here about an IMF bailout and whether the reforms they're asking for will actually make things better for normal Pakistanis or make them worse.
Back in some of the poorest parts of the country, Sadia and her family are hoping the flour is enough to get them through the tough months ahead. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera,